There's a stereotype about Catholics that we don't know the scriptures, and maybe we can't quote chapter and verse, but those are artificial anyway. But I do think there's something to the fact that we don't know how to pray with scripture. We're not very good at it. A lot of times we approach the scriptures as, okay, what's the point? What's the key that I need to take away from this? What's that nugget of knowledge? And we get into this semi-Gnostic, like I just got to figure out the answers to scripture. Or we like turn looking at the Bible into a Bible study rather than praying with the Word of God. There's the practice of Lectio Divina, which is a slow reading of the scriptures, maybe meditating upon a single word for a while, listening to what God is trying to say to us. I think one of my favorite ways of praying with scriptures, though, is an imaginative prayer. And I think our gospel, our readings today, really lend themselves well to that. And that kind of prayer, you imagine yourself in the scriptures. Pick a character in the scene and put yourself there and see, you know, what was it like to see Jesus? Or what was it like, what did Peter feel like when he was going through whatever? And, you know, you just kind of put yourself in there. And you can be anybody in the scene, but for the most part, please don't make yourself Jesus. That's a little much. But as I look at our gospel today, Jesus departed and came to his native place immediately following those miraculous hearings we heard about last week, the woman with the hemorrhage and Jairus' daughter. And he comes and preaches in his hometown. Imagine yourself there in the synagogue. You've heard about the miracles that he's done. You're listening to what Jesus is teaching about, and we don't know what that was. But we look at the reaction and we say, well, many who heard him were astonished. What were they astonished at? Are we astonished at his teachings? Are we astonished at what he's claimed to have done? Are we astonished that I know this guy? How can this guy be the one doing all these things? Why should I listen to him? Are we astonished because what Jesus tells us is different? It's uncomfortable. It's not what we're used to. What would our reaction be to sitting there actually listening to Jesus, having known him? I think we can go a little bit further. If Jesus appeared now and was preaching to us, how would we respond? Because after all, in a way, he is. The Gospels, the Scriptures are the living Word of God. Jesus speaking to us still today, they're not just some historical textbook. Would our hearts be hardened like the people of his hometown to the word that God wants to speak to us? Would we say to him, hey, I've lived here a while, I know how things are, and that's just not right. Or it makes me uncomfortable, I don't want to hear that, so we make excuses as to why we shouldn't listen to the Lord. Perhaps we don't even know that it is the Lord. We know that Jesus will come again, we know not the day nor the hour. Scripture tells us he'll come in glory, which might make it a little easier to recognize him, and I hope it does. Father Aaron and I were getting letters from somebody left in the church for a while telling us Jesus was reborn in Switzerland in 2004. Don't think that's true. But if he was just up here preaching to us, and we didn't know all that we know about him, like those people of his hometown who didn't really understand that he was God yet, would they be open to the Word of God? Would we allow ourselves to be challenged by this preaching? Or would we take offense at Jesus too? That's hard. That's uncomfortable, what you're teaching. That's not the way we've always done it. Or are we receptive and docile to the Word that God wants to speak to us? That hard-heartedness, or that set in our ways, or whatever you want to call it, is nothing new. We hear about it from the prophet Ezekiel too. The word of the Lord entered into Ezekiel, and he sent off to preach. And God says to him, I am sending you to the Israelites, rebels who have rebelled against me. They and their very ancestors have revolted against me to this day. Hard of face and obstinate of heart are they to whom I send you. But I'm sending you anyway. Jesus encountered the same thing. Jesus encountered that obstinacy of heart and the hardness of face. And in an interesting, at the end of our gospel today, Jesus says, a prophet is not without honor except in his native place, among his own kin, and in his own house. Brothers and sisters, this is the house of the Lord. We are his kin, his brothers and sisters through adoption in baptism. We are children of God. If Jesus came again today into this church and was the one up here preaching to you rather than me, would he be without honor here? Because we don't necessarily recognize him. Because we're not open to hearing something new or challenging. Because it's not the way we've always done things. I think that's something worth praying about. Putting ourselves in the scene of that synagogue and saying, how would I respond? Am I open to being challenged? Is my heart open to the miracles that God wants to work, even if they don't seem possible to me? Can I hear God speaking to me through the people I even know and are around me every day? Is this not the Son of Mary? We know him. How can he be the one? And yet God works through us too. Is our heart ready to receive the word that he wants to speak? Or do we have some work yet to do there? Jesus says something very scary at the end of our gospel today. He was amazed at their lack of faith, their inability to see God at work in their midst because of the excuses they came up with. We know him. He's the son of a carpenter. How can this be? May we not be caught off guard. May we open our hearts to what God is doing in our lives, what God is speaking to us in the scriptures, what he is doing through other people in our midst, and believe that he is present. May we look for him with faith and allow ourselves to be challenged by his word and by his works so that we are truly ready to receive him whenever he comes again. We do not know the day or the hour, brothers and sisters, but we don't want to make excuses. We don't want to be like the people of Jesus' hometown. When Christ comes again, may he not say of us that he was amazed at our lack of faith.